I would like for you to imagine the ideal world. The ideal world. And I want you to look around the room. Look to the left, the right, turn around, look behind you if necessary. And consider, as you create this ideal world, who would you eliminate? Now there may be some out there that says, I'll get rid of all the men. And on the flip side of that, they said, I'll get rid of all the women. Some might say, I know some black people I'd get rid of. And there's some black people who say, I know some white people I'd get rid of. And there's some Hispanics who say, I'd get rid of both the black and the white. So if I'm going to make this an ideal world, there's some who want to get rid of the old. They get in the way. You're driving behind them on the road. There's some who want to get rid of the young. They don't follow any rules. They create their own paths. The ideal world, ladies and gentlemen, has nothing to do with the people who are there, but it has to do with the attitude, the behavior, the conduct of the people. The ideal world. And living in that ideal world is what I'd like to talk about today. And sharing my experiences as a blind man in a sighted world. I'm going to use the acronym IDEAL. Ignorance. Differences. Excuses. Attitude. Love. In the ideal world that I imagine, ignorance would be eliminated. There would be an open-mindedness for knowledge and understanding. And when it comes to dealing with people with disabilities, that open-mindedness is very important. Because there is a lot that we don't understand about disabilities, but there is a lot that can be learned. I became blind when I was 4 years old. I was running backwards on the sidewalk, fell on the back of my head. Now, I used to tell the details of the story. My wife encouraged me to stop giving all the gory details of the story. So suffice it to say that they were in panic and rushed me to the hospital to sew up my head. They did that and sent me home. And it was my mother who discovered the problem. I was walking around the house and bumping into furniture. And furniture that I knew was there, or she knew I knew was there, but now he's bumping into it, what's wrong? So they took me back to the doctor's office and discovered that I was blind. I had surgery to restore sight to the right eye. That's where they first found a retina detachment. It was successful, and so I read small print for first grade. Didn't go to kindergarten. So I started school in first grade, and between first and second grade, I lost some of that sight in the right eye, and I had to read large print. I went to a school with what they call the sight conservation class. The books were available in large print. I did that until fourth grade. In the middle of fourth grade, I lost sight again, and I couldn't read the large print anymore, except when Miss Summers would rewrite everything. She took a crayon and wrote in big letters the numbers for me to do my arithmetic and the words for me to do my spelling and my sentences until the end of that school year, and I was able then to go to Francis Blinn, a school for the blind. When I grew up as a blind person, I heard a lot of, he can't, he can't, he can't. So I determined to prove every time I heard he can't, I proved them wrong. You know, it's interesting what people conclude from blindness. For some reason, there are people who believe that the eyes are also connected to the auditory nerve. And so they think because you're blind, they also must talk louder. And I remember just before going to college, my mother took me to the bank to open up an account. And the lady at the new accounts desk asked three questions of my mother. What type of account would he like? What is his social security number? How much does he wish to deposit? She finally said, and there he is, why don't you ask him? There is a lot that can be learned when you encounter a person with a disability. I don't expect that you would be able to know all of the things necessary. What accommodations would you have to make? How do I ask? I mean, people are, you know, they deal with it. How do I, should I ask him if he watches television? Well, I know you don't really watch it, but I mean, do you listen to it? I use the term watch. One can watch with more than one sense. But the only way that you could know is to have an open mind and be willing to ask. Ask. Keep that mind open. Seek that knowledge, understanding. Ask. The ideal world begins with an open mind and a willingness to learn, to ask. Not make assumptions. Assumptions can get you in trouble. After ignorance is eliminated, then differences are appreciated.